The Vikings make Gary Kubiak their offensive coordinator. Drew Brees is not ready to make a call about 2020, and reported concussions were up slightly in 2019. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Thursday, January 23rd. The Vikings needed a new offensive coordinator after Kevin Stefanski left to become the head coach in Cleveland. They decided to promote from within. Gary Kubiak spent last season as Minnesota's assistant head coach and offensive advisor, and now he's the OC. Kubiak is the former head coach of the Texans and Broncos, including Denver's 2015 Super Bowl champion team. Last year was his first season in Minnesota. After a rocky start to the season, Kirk Cousins had a great year in that Vikings offense, and the team will apparently opt for continuity in 2020. Yesterday, we got news that longtime quarterback Eli Manning was calling it a career after 2019. Another Super Bowl MVP says he's not sure yet. Drew Brees made an appearance on ESPN from the Pro Bowl and said he hasn't made a decision about continuing his career or retiring. Brees said, quote, "I wanted to give it at least a few weeks, months, postseason, just to take a deep breath and decompress a little bit and get some time with the family and then just reassess." Saints GM Mickey Loomis said this week that he'd welcome Brees back for another year. Teddy Bridgewater and Taysom Hill are both free agents, so the Saints have a lot to figure out at the QB position this offseason. It sounds like the first move is waiting for Drew Brees to make up his mind. NFL players suffered 224 diagnosed concussions in the 2019 regular season and preseason combined, which is 10 more than in 2018, but still lower than 2017 totals, as the league announced on Thursday. The data showed a rise from the 214 concussions in the 2018 season, but remained well off the three-year average of 266 from 2015 to 2017, which included a high of 281 in 2017. Those numbers pushed the NFL to ban using helmets to initiate contact and changed helmet designs in an attempt to improve safety. NFL Executive Vice President of Health and Safety Initiatives Jeff Miller said, quote, "From here on, we're going to be driving our concussion reduction efforts against that new benchmark. Last year's number was a substantial drop. This year's number is statistically similar to it. We feel as if we found a new place from where we need to continue to push down the number of concussions." Miller wants to examine whether or not banning lowered helmets making contact has changed the behavior of players, and whether or not a 2019 rule to eliminate blindside blocks contributed to a reduction in injuries. NFL games were stopped a record 19 times by spotters to remove a player from a game for a concussion test. Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz reported his own injury after being hit in the head during his team's first-round playoff loss to Seattle. The NFL's chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Sills, said around a third of all concussion evaluations featured some level of player self-reporting, with 485 evaluations performed during the 2019 season. But of course, it's important to note with concussion data that these are just reported concussions. The culture of players trying to play through injuries and trying to hide the concussions they do have makes it tough to measure this data perfectly. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.